From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Although you may not have heard of the band Seven Nations, you may actually have listened to them. The Celtic rock group played at the 2002 Winter Olympics torchlighting ceremony. They were the first American band to be invited to the Edinburgh Festival. Seven Nations has several recordings under their belts, but their recognition comes mostly because of their tour schedule. With over 200 dates a year, the word relentless comes to mind. Between shows in Annapolis, Maryland and Richmond, Virginia, we persuaded the five members of the group to come to our studio 4A to play. Kirk McLeod is the lead singer, songwriter, guitar, and piano player. I'll start with you, sir. Welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Why don't you tell us who else is in the band?
Start in the little room over there. That's Crisco on drums. Over here on my left, this is Struby on bass guitar from Jacksonville, Florida. And over there on bagpipes, that's Scott Long from New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. And over here on fiddle is Dan Stacey from Stratford, Ontario.
Well, now that we know your names, it's time to hear you, because that's often the best introduction to a band, is their music. First, you have a tune you're going to do called 12. Do you want to say something about it first, Kirk?
It's just a little lovely ballad that Scott and Dan rip some bagpipes and fiddle into. Let's see what you think here. It's 12.
And out from the dream and into the fire, and I said a lot, it won't mean a thing, 'cause after she's gone, these words will sting. Gods could be, but who of me? Six minutes gone, and still I'm alive. And I never thought that I could survive. With pieces of eight, not bits of string, were all I remember when I hear her sing. And she sings, ooh, gods could be. And I'm playing the moon, and I'm playing myself. Thank you. 12 minutes gone and still I'm alive. And who would have thought that we could survive? I'm not thinking more. I'm not thinking more. No gods could be. Not good me.
Performed by the members of the band Seven Nations in our studio. What is that song about, Kirk?
Can't tell you.
Why not?
No, I'm just joking. it's actually about, you know, whenever something tragic happens, you know how time slows down. So it's, I tried to write the song about the first 12 minutes after you find out.
It sounds so traditional. I can't help but listen to the way that the different instruments work together, particularly the bagpipe and the fiddle. So I want to turn to Scott Long, who does play the bagpipes. First of all, how is it that you came to embrace that instrument?
Well, growing up in Nova Scotia, it's a pretty Scottish-influenced community there, and it's not uncommon. There's lots of piping there.
You know, you've been described as you play those bagpipes the way that Jimmy Page plays guitar.
Wow, that's quite a compliment, I would say.
It is, yeah. It is. But is there something between the bagpipe and Dan, I'm going to bring you in because you're the fiddle player, that works?
Oh, absolutely. The frequencies match quite nicely.
Yeah, you know, in traditional circles, it was quite common for the pipes and fiddle to play together for dance hall music.
Now, this band started out a lot more traditional.
Well, actually, a lot of people think that, but we started the band in New York City. And we were just one of many, you know, alternative rock bands in the city playing on a bill with five other bands every night. And I was like, well, you know, I grew up playing bagpipes and I grew up wearing a kilt at Highland Games every weekend. So I'm going to put on my kilt and I'm going to put the pipes in the show and try to get noticed, you know.
And I heard you went to bagpipe camp as a kid?
Yeah, I did. In North Carolina, there was a camp every summer. Great instructors would come over from Scotland and some from the States would go and teach us.
How strange does that sound, bagpipe camp? If you don't be good, you're going to bagpipe camp.
There you go. Now,
why was it then that you decided to incorporate these traditional sounds into a more rock and pop sound? I mean, you know, the band has been described as Korn meets Riverdance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What? I like that.
Wow.
One. That's the best one yet.
Yeah. Well, for one, I mean, I grew up playing Celtic music, playing bagpipes, but also listening to, you know, pop and rock and, to throw the two together was just a no-brainer. It was like something natural.
You are going to perform a song from your brand new CD, which is called And Now It's Come to This. It's a possible single.
Yeah,
Soon to be. It's called Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to say about it before we hear it?
This particular song is just about remaining positive.
It's all new again. Everything is wonderful. Every time you tell yourself this is the way that you should be. I know now why you never sleep at night. You never like to be alone. So everything's alright. I don't even know I missed you on the phone. I don't even know you called. the sky is blue. Even when it's dark outside, still you say the sun will shine for you. I don't even know I missed you on the phone. I don't even know you could. And all time I'll cry, I won't even say goodbye. Still you say that I am so wonderful. But heaven sends, heaven blast, I'm not even second best. Still you say that I am so wonderful. Well, everything is wonderful and beautiful is everything in your pretty eyes. Well, everything everything. And I'll die, I'll cry, I won't even say goodbye. So you'll say that I am so wonderful. And heaven sends, heaven blessed, I'm not even second best. So you say that I am so
the song Wonderful from Seven Nations playing in our studio 4A. The tune is on their new CD, and now it's Come to This on Razor and Tie Records. Dan, do you hear the sound? Is the sound evolving, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, we started more with playing a lot of jigs and reels and slip jigs or whatever, you know, in the show. And I guess with this last record, we tried to kind of evolve into more of a rock band. Like, we always wanted to be in a rock band. This just happened to be the instruments we play, so...
So being in this band gives you the chance to stretch yourself as an individual?
Yeah, absolutely. And if we happen to lose one traditional fan, then we hope to gain three non-traditional fans. Yeah.
You're going to conclude with a tune that's called Up to Me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't this appear in a completely different form on an earlier CD, and it wasn't titled Up to Me, but it was titled God?
Yeah, that's right. The reason it was called God was because I was just having fun with wondering if God had a sense of humor, you know, and like set up situations to kind of baffle us.
Situation I had in my boy eternity, yeah. It's up to me. What will be? It's up to me. Don't ever make a choice, mercy has got to be. I'll never give a reason. No. Don't ever take a bite. Don't ever sink my teeth unless I feel the right. Don't ever play the joker, man. Sit around and wait to see what you can with a certain situation I had in my boy eternity. Yeah, it's up to me. Oh, baby, it's up to me. To be, and I'll never
Up to Me, performed by the band Seven Nations here in Studio 4A. Appreciate you all taking the time to
Not
come
at all. Thank you so
and
much.
Play for us. Let me thank the members of the band Seven Nations. Kirk McLeod, vocals and guitar. Thanks a lot, Kirk. Dan Stacey, fiddle, Scott Long, bagpipes, Struby on bass, and Crisco on drums. Their latest CD is called And Now It's Come to This on the Razor and Tie label. Our feature was produced by Robert Molesky and Ned Wharton. Our engineers are Chris Nelson, Drew Reynolds, Josh Rogson, and Burke Hun. For more information and audio and video of Seven Nations, just go to our website, npr.org.